America was founded for religious freedom, and yet we find often that religious freedom is at risk. Socialism, in fact, is on the rise in America, and socialism is, of course, always at war with religious freedom. I'm Jerry Newcomb. This is Vocal Point. And today we talk with a victim of socialism, really a victim of communism. She grew up in communist Romania. She even wrote a book about how God providentially spared her life. It's called Saving My Assassin. Our guest is Virginia Perdon. Now, we've done another discussion with Virginia, actually several previous discussions. One of these links tells her story, and we'll link to that. But in the meantime, Virginia, we welcome you to discuss the ongoing threat of socialism, especially since we saw the recent midterms. A lot of people say America's headed in the wrong direction, and yet a lot of Americans seem to vote for more of the same, more of the socialism and less of the religious freedom. Welcome back to the program. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you so much, Jay, for having me. And I want to say that is a special day that you invited me. On November 14, 1988, I was exiled from socialist communist Romania to freedom in America. So it's very appropriate this interview today that we talk about socialism and how socialism is a threat to America.
Wow.
And it's true. It really is true. If people want to really understand the threat of socialism and the atrocities of socialism, they should read my memoir, Saving My Assassin. You can buy the book at virginiaprodanbooks.com/product/book. And when we talk about threat of socialism in America, is because a lot of people believe the lies that socialists and liberals always work with people to attract them to socialists. And is the free stuff, the freedom that socialists will provide for you, which is a lie, each one of them. There is no freedom in socialism. The government will control your life. And if you think that the government controlled our lives or tried to control our lives, during COVID, and after that, imagine how horrible it's going to be when a socialist will take place. Actually, the government will have the power. Another threat for socialists is the fact that the liberals and the people in charge who promote socialism will divide people. If you look today, you have people saying on race or people saying you should have to pay student loans. No, what the liberals are doing is they try to buy your vote if you are a young person. In fact, it will make you a slave of the socialists. And the list can go on. People need to understand that. You take responsibilities for your life, like in freedom, in capitalism, and you will prosper because you are in charge, not the government. And we have the beauty of a great constitution and a democratic system, a republic that, you know, if we can keep it. So it's our responsibility to keep this republic, not to think or to dream that socialists will resolve our problems.
By the way, what's the difference between a socialist and a communist?
A socialist is the first state of the government when they lie to you and they establish the power. And they will start gradually letting you, enjoy the freedom. Oh, you can choose your sex. You can do abortion. You can do whatever you want. until the socialist is the government takes the power, and then the socialist government transforms into a communist when they take your property. Everything is owned by the government. They take your guns. They force you to stop going to church, and the government becomes your God. And the list can go on.
You did not grow up, as I understand it, in a Christian home, but one of your clients led you to faith in Jesus Christ, and you actually went to his church, and that was at a time when it was kind of illegal to be going to church. What was that like for you to go to church and then embrace Jesus Christ in a communist country that was officially atheist?
Yes. We have from President Ronald Reagan in America, Romania received the most favored national status that was attached with respect to human rights. But the government, the socialist government, hide it from us, this notion, because that's the way the socialist and communist government does, hide the truth and work on lies. So when I went to his church, I was afraid. I was determined in my heart to find the truth, because that was a desire that I had in my heart. So I went to his church, but as I walk into his church, I always thought to myself, I'm afraid that the government will arrest me or take my license away or take my kids away and so forth, because the dictator declared months before, a God and require us to work him alone. But God had another plan, and he showed himself a truth. I heard the preacher saying, Jesus Christ said, I am the truth, the way, and the life. Nobody comes to the Father except through me. And that day I accepted Christ, and I accepted his divine call on my life to be a Christian and human rights cases. You can read more in my memoir, Saving My Assassin. But that's how the government works, how it takes gradually, And we have seen this threat of socialists and communists in America during COVID, and even now in many places, in California, in all the rural states, they try really hard to coordinate or government to demand when you go to church. And if we don't stand up, we're going to end up maybe not with the entire America socialist, but with some state on socialist. So it's our responsibility to stand up and fight for freedom.
Yes, and religious freedom was the number one freedom that people who came and founded America in the first place, they did that so they could worship Jesus Christ in the purity of the conscience. And today, you would think that America's founding had nothing to do with Christianity, which is a shame, because it does. It's all about that. But you said earlier, you noted that this is November 14th. That's the date that you and I are recording this. You said on November 14th, 1988, by God's grace, you were able to come from communist Romania to the United States and become a citizen here. And that Reagan was the president at the time, although at that time he was about to leave office and hand things over to George H.W. Bush. But here's my question. Has America changed, and presumably not for the better, since 1988 to the present, especially when it comes to religious freedom? Why don't you contrast the America you first saw versus today?
Well, the America that I've seen in 1988 welcomed me and gave me a short pamphlet that will say, welcome to America. Please learn English so you can find a job. And please find a job and work. Don't stay on welfare. Because when you find a job, you will grow your wings and you will win, you will be successful. And when you are successful, America is successful. Today we see an avalanche of illegal immigrants coming to America, and we give them money, we give them health care, we give them everything, because the government that is almost socialist wants to buy their vote. We give them even a driver's license, and in many cases they go in liberal states and they vote, illegally vote. This is a big change in America.
That doesn't portend well for the future. Who's going to be paying for all these people to receive all these benefits?
Well, you are touching a very important point. The liberal government, it does not care, because they want to ruin America, and they want us to depend on government to say, oh, there is no way you can pay. The government has to pay it, and you have to pay more taxes. You have to do this, and you have to do that. We have to take your business, and you have to take your house, and so forth. And it will happen. It will, if we don't fight for. There is each one of us, not only our representative, but we can go and be part of the school board and eliminate those books that, instead of teaching children about God or about the morality or about the fact that they were created unique, as my girls learned when we came to America, and for that reason, they graduated a year in advance that their classmates, from English as a second language to honors classes, to Vanderbilt, to Harvard, to SMU, to Air Force Academy. Our students are among the last in education, because our current government is not interested in protecting us Americans, but destroying us. And we can go to the city hall, we can go to the school board, we can do a lot of things. Don't wait for others. Do your part. And together we can turn America back to God, back to prosperity, back to freedom that we receive from others who fought. And right now, they are military. There are people all over America that are still fighting and trying to protect this freedom. So join up. Join everyone who is fighting. Don't be discouraged.
You know, it's interesting. The two different approaches there towards political office. Is the politician seeking power for its own sake? In other words, here's all these people, will buy the votes, you give me power, I want what I, you know, that's what I'm getting. That's one politician's approach. The other kind of approach is more like what you were talking about earlier, where the politician, the good ones, would want to empower the citizens so they can make something of their lives with their God-given talents. So it's a huge difference in worldview. We have about 1 minute to close these thoughts on the, you know, encroaching socialism versus religious freedom with Virginia Perdon.
What I will say is, I have seen you American people from overseas in Romania, and I have grown with you as an American citizen for 30 something years. I believe in you. I know that together we can bring Christ, freedom, and prosperity back to America. We have done it and brought Christ, freedom, and prosperity to people all over the world. Today, it's our job to bring Christ, freedom, and prosperity back to America. And in God's power, we can do it. Join us.
All right. Thank you very much. And your website is virginiaperdon.com, correct?
VirginiaPerdonBooks.com.
Okay, thank you very much. All the best, and God bless. Bye-bye.
God bless. Bye-bye.